Okay, today's Daf Zayin, also another fascinating, amazing Daf. We're at the bottom of Vav and Beis. I just want to say one Hosafa, that all that Germany stuff is courtesy of Eisha Torah. I didn't do all that research by myself. I just did the research of opening the Eisha Torah book. It's all in there. So I just wanted to give them the credit. Okay, so we are up to the bottom of Vav and Beis. We had a machlokes between Reb Shimon ben Gamliel and Reb Eliezer and Reb Eliezer ben Reb Yossi. When there's two Adars, which is the Iker Adar? Is it Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? So the Gemara says we are third line from the bottom. Bishlomo Reb Eliezer ben Reb Yossi. I understand Reb Eliezer ben Reb Yossi. Mistaber Taima. The probable reason is the Ein Mavir and Al HaMitzvah. Because we don't pass over mitzvot. As Rashi says, Ein Mavirin, Mishaba Liyadi, Akdim Lasos, Dehacha Tanya B'Mechilta. Right, when I get to a mitzvah, when a mitzvah comes my way, don't delay. Like it says in the Mechilta, Ushmartem es HaMitzvos, Ele, well, really it says Ushmartem es HaMatzos, but we read it, Ushmartem es HaMitzvos, which means, in Bas HaMitzvah Liyadecha, if a mitzvah comes your way, Al Tach Mitzena. Don't let it get chametz. Don't let it become chametz. Don't let it pass you by. The Ksav Sofer has an amazing shot in that pasuk. It says, "Ushmartem." Where is it? It is in Parshas Bo. It's in Parshas Bo, and it says, "Hold on, I thought it was here." One second. Here it is. In Parak Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin, "Ushmartem es hamatzos," and you should guard the matzos. "Ki be'etzem hayom hazeh," because on this day, "Hotzeitzi es tzivoseich mi'eretz Mitzrayim," "Ushmartem es hayom hazeh l'doroseich chugas olam." So the Ksav Sofer says it's a beautiful limud. "Ushmartem es hamatzos," "Ushmartem es hamitzvos." But what does the rest of the pasuk have to do with that? "Ki be'etzem hayom hazeh hotzeitzi es bnei yisrael mi'eretz Mitzrayim." What does that have to do with "Ushmartem es hamatzos"? It's a beautiful limud. What's the connection? So he says, because we know that the Bnei Yisrael were on the Mem Test Shari Toma. Had they stayed in there one more minute, they would have been on the Nun level, the 50th level of Toma, and whatever that means, they would never have been able to be redeemed. So you see the chashivas of a minute. Ushmartem es hamatzos, ushmartem es hamitzvos. Get mitzvos, because you don't know the chashivas of a mitzvah. You don't know what it's like to delay it. You know what? Ki be'etem hayom hazeh tzeitzis bnei Yisrael. The chashivas of a minute, that's what let them be redeemed. That's what got them out of Mitzrayim. The machshiv, the moment. And that's the limud, and that's how it fits into the rest of the pasuk. Be machshiv every moment. Okay. Now, that makes a lot of sense. So the Gemara says, Ella, Rav Shur ben Gamliel, my taima. What's the reason for Rav Shur ben Gamliel? What's his reason? Why does he say that you should rather have it in Nisan, in Adar Sheni? So Amar Rav Rebbe Tavi, Taima de Rav Shur ben Gamliel, Misamach Geula LeGeula Adif. Having the two Geulas, having Adar Sheni, having Purim next to Nisan is better. Why? A few reasons. First of all, when you're like bombarded with all these Nisim, it gives you a certain Hakaras HaTov that you wouldn't have otherwise. You know, you have a Yontif over here and a Yontif over there. When there's constant Nisim that are being done for you, that you're commemorating, that's an unbelievable experience. Also, Haman actually was killed on Pesach, some say. So there's another connection between Purim and Pesach. I think the Shev of Musar says that 30 days, you have 30 days before Pesach. It's a Haschala like we had before. Right? Mishnechnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha. What did Rashi say? Gula Purim and Pesach. He mentioned Purim and Pesach over there. So it's a so we're going to have that in Amun Aleph. But this idea of having the two Geulas next to each other has precedence. The Rabbi Eliezer Amad Tamar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Mehacha. The reason is from here. Diksiv, like it says in the Megillah, Lekayim Mesigeres HaPurim Hazos Hashenis. Hashenis. What do you mean Hashenis? Rashi says B'chodesh Hasheni, in the second month. So now the Gemara says V'istruch L'michtav. Hashenis, v'itzrach l'michtav b'chol shana v'shana. Really, Rabbi Gamliel needs both reasons. D'i mi b'chol shana v'shana, if I would only have that reason, that b'chol shana v'shana meant, always read it in the month before Nisan, havamina, I would think, ki kushin. We only had a very good kasha. The kasha was, ein revered ala mitzvahs. That's a very strong question. I understand he's very interested in geulas, but that's a very strong question. Kamash Mulan Hashenis. Well, listen, I have two psukim that tell me that limud. Okay? The Iyash Me'inan Hashenis, if it only would have said Hashenis, Havamina, I would have thought, Betchila Berishon Ubasheni. You have to read it both. Read it both times. Ador Rishon and again Ador Sheni. Kamash Mulan, B'chol Shana V'Shana. That's why it says B'chol Shana V'Shana. We only read it on the second month. There is a whole discussion, halachic discussion, if there is any, besides Hesped and Tainis, is there anything we do special on Adar Rishon? Is there anything, any kiyum to Adar Rishon? So we know that we don't say Tachton on Purim Katan, Shushan Purim Katan, is that it? So there's not that much more that goes on. I just one side note, I saw, amazing. It says that we had in the end of Tainis, that Mishenichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha. And so there's a whole discussion, does that apply by Adar Rishon also? But the bigger question is, what apply? What does Mishenichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha mean? The Gemara says it means one thing. If you have a court date, make it an Adar, because it's a time of mazel. If you have a court date with a guy, make it an Adar. Are there any other halachos that apply in the Mishenichnas Adar? When Mishenichnas of Ma'atim B'Simcha, there's a lot of halachos. Mishenichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha, are there any halachos? More chasanas than Adar? I don't know. There is a minhag that it's a, I think the Hasidim have this minhag that they try not to get married in the second half of a month because the moon gets smaller. It's viewed as a bad simon. Mishnechas Adar Marim B'Simcha in Adar, even the second half of the month you can get married. I know that's one minhag that I saw from the Yalkut Avram. I'm not sure who that is. He has an amazing line. He says there's actually halacha that you're not allowed to have an amma by amma of your home painted. It has to remain unpainted, unplastered, zecher l'chorban. That's a halacha. Now, and we all put it in the closet, nobody sees that. But there was a time where that was a prominently displayed sign of mourning that took place every single day. Every single home. He suggests that mishenichnas adar marbin b'simcha, you don't have to have that sign uncovered. You don't have to have that amma by amma uncovered. He says that is the makar of Mishenichnas Adar signs. That they used to put those Mishenichnas Adar signs cover over the Amma by Amma. Why? Mishenichnas Adar, Marbin B'Simcha. Okay, that was a tangent, but I had to say that. Rabbi Eliezer Bar Yossi, Hai Shenis Mai Ovid Lei. What does he do with that word Shenis? Right? Mi Boy Lei, the Kedir of Shmuel by Yehuda, the Amr of Shmuel by Yehuda, B'tchila Kavua B'Shushan. Now, first, they started this Yontef in Shushan. And only then it spread to the rest of the world. Amar Shmuel by Yehuda, Shalchu lehem Esther lechachamim. Esther sent a message to the chachamim. Kaviuni ledoros. Establish me for generations. Right? That means, make me one of the Sifrei Kodesh. Make my Yontif one of the Yom Tovim. Right? Who is it? The Arla Meir. Rameir from Apt. He says, Esther just didn't want to be a yontif. When she said kavuni ledoros, she meant I want to be special for generations. And if you think about it, it's true. Everybody has a chashivas. Everybody has an affinity toward Megillas Esther, more so than Megillas Rus, more so than the other Megillas. People have an affinity. People have an appreciation. People can relate to it. And that was her request. It wasn't just stam to be a yontif. It was more than that. It was to always people should when Purim time comes, you can start a pasuk in the Megillah, and pretty much anybody can finish it for you. Everybody knows where it is. Took them in Shir HaShirim, nobody knows where they are. But people have a certain kind of connection to Megillas Esther that they don't have to other Megillas. Anyway, Shalchula, they told her back, Kina atma oreret aleinu lebeinu umos. You are going to arouse the jealousy of the nations of the world. Why? Because they're going to say, it's going to highlight how they were defeated. We don't want to do that. So Shalchalahem, she sent back, no, kvar ksuva ani al divrei hayom al malchei modei paras. It's already written in the history books in malchei modei paras. It's already written there. See, I'm not going to make it worse for us. It's already there, and everybody knows about it. The Rechezkel Abramsky says something amazing. He says, in the second to last pasuk of the Megillah, second to last pasuk of the Megillah, it says, "V'chal maaseh takfu gvurotso." All the great things of Parshas Gedolos Mordechai, Asher Gidlo Hamelech, Alehem Ksuv Malsefer Divrei Yom Lamechem Modai Paras. Right, they're written over there. They're in the history books. So he says, "Who's looking up the history books? What's this pasuk doing here? Who cares?" So he says, "You think the Megillah is a history book? The Megillah is not a history book. The Megillah is Ruach HaKodesh from start to finish. You want to know the history? Go look over there. Go look in the history books. They'll tell you everything about Mordechai's life. What's in the Megillah, that's only because it has to be here. It's all Ruach HaKodesh. We're going to have it in a few lines. It's all Ruach HaKodesh. You want to know history? That's not for the Megillah's Esther. Megillah's Esther is not history. Megillah's Esther is Kodesh." He says, that's what Esther was saying. The history? They already know the history. They all know it about us already. So, okay, where are we? Rav Chanina, Rav Yochanan, Rav Chaviva, Masnu, B'kul, Seder Moed. Whenever this group of Chachamim are mentioned in Seder Moed, Kol Ki Hai Zuga, Chalfi, Rav Yochanan, Umayel, Rav Yonason. They take Rav Yochanan, they put it in Rav Yonason. Anyway, Shochol Hem Esther L'Chachamim. Esther said to the Chachamim, Kazvuni L'Doros. Write me down for generations. Meaning, make my book, make my story, one of the Sifrei Kodesh. And make my Yontif one of the Yomim Tovim. Shalchula, so they sent back to her, Halo Kasafti Lecha, but it already says in Mishle, Shlishim Velo Shlishim. It says three. There's a Pasuk where Shlomo is talking about, the Pasuk actually says, it's a Pasuk in Mishle, it says, Halo Kasafti Lecha Shlishim, B'moatzos V'das. I wrote three things. So how this has to do with Amalek is a very good question, but the Chacham learned from here that we only mention Amalek three times. Parshas B'Shalach, Parshas Kiseitze, and in Shmuel, in the story with Agag. Those are the only three times you mention it. Revi'im, v'lo Revi'im, not four times. You want to have another Megillah about this? And we don't do that. Ad Shematzulo Mikra Kasav Batorah, until they found the Pasuk in the Torah, it says, in Parshas B'Shalach, Kasav Zos Zikaron B'Sefer. Kasav Zos, Masha Kasav Kan, right? Right here, what's written there? Meaning you can do it. Uber Mishnah Torah Zichron. Uber Mishnah Torah. In other words, write it here and in Mishnah Torah. Zichron. The word Zichron means Masha Kasav Vinviim. What's written in Vinviim, which is in Sefer Shmuel. B'Sefer Masha Kasav B'Megillah. And the word B'Sefer is an allusion to, you can write it again in the Megillah. Very difficult. Why this Pasuk in Mishlei that has nothing to do with Amalek is some kind of Makar that we don't want to mention Amalek more. So some say, because exactly the point, Amalek is supposed to be Tim Chizich Amalek. The last thing we want to do is have more Pesukim about Amalek and talk about him even more. We want to forget about him. We want to have nothing to do with him.
We say Zechar
Tishchach. I know. We say Zechar Tishchach, I know. But
that's the Yudah.
Right, I know. It's a very difficult Gemara over here, but the bottom line is we did it. We did it. It's machlokas tanayim, but we did it. But I saw it's like amazing. The Kolbo says that the gematria of this pasuk here in B'Shalach, where it says the full pasuk reads, "V'yomar Hashem al Moshe k'sov zozi kor b'sefer v'sim ba'azni Yehoshua kimocha emcha." I'm not sure which words you do to get this gematria, but certain words you put them together in the pasuk. Legitimate gematria, it comes out to 954. 954. Kolbo says, from the day that pasuk happened, right, the year they left Mitzrayim, till the year of Haman's downfall, was 954 years. So we think that, you know, things just happen, right? This was Haman's downfall was 1,000 years in the making. 1,000 years in the making was the downfall of Haman, right? Which is just the same idea of Megillat Esther, right? We think it's just a bunch of coincidences, right? It's all keseder. Everything's keseder. Now kitanoi, it's a machlokas v'lo tanoim. Because it says, Ksiv Zos, Masha Kasav Kan. Right? Zikaron, the word Zikaron, Masha Kasav B'Mishnah Torah. And B'Sefer, Masha Kasav B'Nevi'im, Divi Rabbi Yehoshua. According to Rabbi Yehoshua, there should not be Megillah Esther. He didn't agree with it. Why? Because the Limud from B'Shalach doesn't give you a place for another mention of Amalek. But Rabbi Eleza HaMadoy Omer, no. Kasav Zos, Masha Kasav Kan, U'B'Mishnah Torah. Right? Kasav Zos means, Hashem was telling Moshe Yehoshua, here and a Mishnah Torah, here and a Parshas Kiseitze, and Zikaron Masha Kasav B'Nevi'im. The word Zikaron meant is an allusion to the Nevi'im, and B'Sefer Masha Kasav B'Megillah, and the word B'Sefer is an allusion to a Megillah Esther. So there is a room to have a fourth mention of Amalek. Amar Yehuda Mashmuel, Esther Ina Matam Esayidayim. Esther does not, is not matam of the Yadayim. What does that mean? The Chachamim will go there that all Svarim should have be a sheni l'tuma, which you can get rid of with the Tilas Yadayim. You don't have to go to the mikvah, just in the Tilas Yadayim. Esther doesn't have that rule. Well, they did that because what happened was, people used to keep their Svarim, people used to keep their Truma with the Svarim. Because that was Kodesh, and that was Kodesh. That's what people used to keep their Truma next to the Svarim. The mice would come, and there was a bizayon to the Svarim. So they made a Gzeira that they're going to be Tomei. They don't want to separate them. They don't want the Truma next to the Svarim. So they made a Gzeira to separate them. So he's just saying you that Esther didn't have this, and Esther didn't have this, Bechlal wasn't even in this category. Why? The Tzavar Shmuel, Esther lab Ruach HaKodesh Nemra. Esther doesn't have any Ruach HaKodesh. So there's no reason why it's holy, and therefore this rule about becoming Tomei doesn't apply. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Vamar Shmuel, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra. Shmuel said, Esther was said Baruch HaKodesh. So the Gemara says, Nemra Likros V'lav Nemra Lichtov. It was, yes, it was Baruch HaKodesh, however, only for an oral recitation of the Megillah, not to be written down. Chassal Sofer says, very similar to Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's a mitzvah d'orais that mentioned Mitzrayim. There's no text. Yeah, we have a Haggadah, which is there's no text. It's all oral. The more you talk about, the better it is. There's no text. So too, Megillas Esther was going to be the same way. It was going to be an oral story, but no text. And they wrote down text. That's not Kodesh. Right? Now, one second. Omer, Kehelas Eino Matam Es Hayadayim. Kehelas is the same thing. Kehelas didn't have Ruach HaKodesh. Umachlokes B'Shir HaShirim. And Machlokes, it was a Machlokes B'Shir HaShirim, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Shir HaShirim Matam Es Hayadayim, Machlokes B'Kehelas. Fine. Rav Shimon Omer, Keheles Mikule Bishame Umechumer Beis Hillel. It's one of the unusual times where Beis Shammai is more Mekil and Beis Hillel is more Mach. Aval Rus V'Shir Shirim V'Esther Metamen Sayyidayim. But everyone agrees that Rus, Esther, and Shir Shirim. Everyone agrees Esther is Metamen Sayyidayim. If it's Metamen Sayyidayim, it must be it had Ruach HaKodesh. So the Gemara says, no, Huda Amar Krabi Yoshua. He killed Krabi Yoshua. Krabi Yoshua said that Esther was not holy. Now, Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, Kehelas Eina Matam Es Hayadayim, Mipnei Shechachmaso Shol Shlomohi. Kehelas is not Kodesh, because it's just Chachma of Shlomo. It's not Ruach HaKodesh, it's just Chachma, just wisdom, ordinary wisdom. Amrulo. So the Gemara says, V'chizu Bulvad Amar. What, only Kehelas is wisdom? V'halo Kvar Nemar V'idaber Shloshes Alafim Mashal. That Shlomo had 300 mashals. The Omer, and he said, Al Tosef Al Dvarav, and don't add on to my words. Meaning, what I've said now is all Kodesh. Right? So, the question is, that Kehelas really is Kodesh. Now, my Va'omer, why do we need two psukim to prove this? V'chitema muma meimar tuva omar, that Shlomo said a lot of things. D'i boi ichtav, v'di'i boi lo ichtav, and what people wanted to write down, they wrote down, and what not. Net shenemar, I'm sorry, Tashma al Tosef al Devarav. Don't add on my words. fine. So, habit 3 is very interesting. A lot of the poskim mention that it's a very good idea, even though we don't really hold like this, and the Tumah doesn't apply, but it is a good idea to, if you have a Megillah, that you should wash Tzilas Adayim before you take it out. Because there is some machlokas, whether we still hold like this, whether there's a machlokas, if we hold this tumah, we don't want to give ourselves more tumah. So it's just a nice minug, it's a harmless minug, to just wash your hands before you touch the Megillah. Fine. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra. Esther was written in Ruach HaKodesh. How do you know? Shenemar, Vayomer Haman Bilibo. Haman said to himself. Right? So if it was not a said in Ruach HaKodesh, how do you know what Haman was thinking? It must be. It was written in Ruach HaKodesh. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Esther Ruach HaKodesh Nemra. How do you know? Shenemar, Vati Esther Noseh Chayin Be'enei Kol Ruveha. Right? Everybody thought Esther was so beautiful. So how do we know that? It must be. It's Ruach HaKodesh. Rabbi Meir Omer, no. Esther Ruach HaKodesh Nemra. Shenemar, Vayivoda Hadavar LeMordechai. Right? The matter became known to Mordechai. He doesn't hold that Mordechai knew all the languages, or he doesn't hold... Somehow he doesn't hold from that. So how does Mordechai know what Bigson and Zeresh plotted? It must be Ruach HaKodesh. Rabbi Yossi ben Dur Mesakis Omer, Esther Ruach HaKodesh Nemro, Esther was said Ruach HaKodesh, how do you know? Shenemar, Uba Biza lo shalchu es yadam. Right, nobody touched spoils. Nobody touched the spoils. So how did Mordechai know what's going on in somewhere far off land? in the 127th province somewhere else. How did Mordechai know that, to write this in the Megillah? The answer is Ruach HaKodesh. Right, just as an aside, why couldn't they touch the spoils? Just a very partial answer, because if you take the spoils, it minimizes the nes. Right? Now I'm doing it because we get rich from this. Minimizes the nes. The nes is we're having a war against the Moloch, we're going to defeat them. Not touching anything. Right? We're keeping our motives pure. Amar Shmuel, I havia hasam. Had I been there when all these Tanoim, Shmuel and Amora, had I been there when all these Tanoim were discussing how you know Ruach HaKodesh, I would have said the best thing of all. Shenemar, like it says, Kimu v'kiblu. Right? Kimu v'kiblu. Kimu l'mala, Hashem was maskim, ma'asha kiblu l'mata. What was going on down below. So how could we know that Hashem was maskim? Obviously, it was written by Ruach HaKodesh. So Tosfos asks the famous question, obvious question, how could you learn Kimu v'kiblu for that? We know that Kiblu v'kiblu means that we reaccepted the Torah. Right? We reaccepted the Torah. So how could we learn that? So Tosfos says, in a very cryptic way, he says, V'lo dami hai pircha l'shar pirchos, the inach de ester sivarasam lagamri. Right? Which means, everything else was just svaras. But here, okay, basically, it doesn't really answer the question. Just leaves it out of the question. So the Gra says, unbelievable. The Gra says, you know, and not only that, the question is even deeper, because it says, next line, Amar Rava, l'kulu Islahu pirchel abar mi de Shmuel. Everybody has a pircha except for Shmuel. Rav is the one who said there in Masechta Shabbos that kimu v'kiblu means that kimu v'kiblu ma shekiblu kvar, that they accepted the Torah again. Right? He's the same person. So how can he say this? So the Gra says, you know why? Because kimu v'kiblu is a kri and a ksiv. So kimu v'kiblu as a kri is an allusion to Kabbalah Torah, and kimu v'kiblu written out is an allusion to this. That Hashem was masking to what they were doing, and it's an allusion that Esther was written Baruch HaKodesh. Okay. Now, Shmuel, less le pircha. Shmuel has no pircha. The Rabbi Eliezer svarahu, because Rabbi Eliezer, what did Rabbi Eliezer say? He said, how could you know what Haman was thinking? You know how you could know? It's a svara. What else is Haman thinking? He was a big balgaiva. The lo havi inish the chash of l'malka kava say. Nobody thought he was a bigger king than Haman. And when he was bragging to Ahasuerush about how he should exalt this Mishnah Lamelech, he was talking about himself. So of course Haman said to himself, "Hey, I'm the greatest." It's so obvious. That could be svara. You don't need Ruach HaKodesh for that. The Rabbi Akiva. What about Rabbi Akiva? The Rabbi Akiva said that because Esther knew. Because it says that everyone thought Esther was so beautiful. So how could we know that, unless it was Ruach HaKodesh? No. Kid Rabbi Lazar. Maybe it's like the opinion of Rabbi Lazar. The Amar who said, everybody thought that she was from her kingdom. Because everyone, I guess she was the front runner. Everyone saw how beautiful she was. And she was not revealing where she was from. So everybody thought, oh, she's from our land. She's from our land. So again, it's obvious that everyone was in favor of her. So I don't need Ruach HaKodesh for that. Next, Vador Meir, Dilma Kidereb Chia Bar Abba. This is a big son and Zeresh. Maybe he holds like them. The Omar we said, big son of Zeresh, Shnei Tarsim Hayu. That they were these two, whatever country, the Tarsim. And we know Mordechai was in the Sanhedrin. He knew every language. So there's no Ruach HaKodesh here. He knew what they were saying. Vador Yossi Ben Derum Masakis, Dilma Pristiki Shadur. No, maybe letters were sent from all over the world telling Mordechai, nobody touched the spoils. Lav daka Ruach HaKodesh. The Shmuel vade les le pircha. Shmuel has no pircha. What does Shmuel say? Kimu v'kiblu. Hashem is maskim to what's going on. There's no pircha for that. Right? Amar Ravina, Hainu de Amri Inchi. That's why people say, Tavachada palpalta charifta. One sharp pepper is better than Mimali tzani kari, than a whole basket full of gourds. Right? What is that? The Aruch says, because peppers are so small, but they're so sharp. So small, they're tiny, but they're very sharp. Right? Shmuel was very small compared to Tarai. He was only an Amoro, but he was very sharp. The Reach Dudaim says even deeper. He says peppers are you can't eat a pepper by itself. You can't eat a pepper by itself, but when you put it into the food, it makes the whole pot geschmack. It gives such flavor to the whole pot. He says gourds, they have like this very superficial flavor to them, but you can't. They don't sustain you. And he says they just like make you smile. But after that, it gets, there's no kiyum to the gourd. If you start to obey all these pshatim on the surface, they're wonderful. The minute you scratch a little bit, you realize, hey, this isn't really lav dafka ruach hakodesh. But the peppers, it's very bitter. But when you put it to the whole pot, it makes the whole pot taste very, 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 very good. Okay, Rabbi Yosef Amar Mehacha, another line that we know that there was ruach hakodesh, because it says v'mei Purim ha'ele lo yavru mitocha yehudim. Purim will never go away. How did the Megillah say that? It's obviously it's ruach hakodesh. From Nachman by Yitzchak Amar Mehacha, it's the end of the same pasuk. Why he quotes the end of the same pasuk is a question. He says v'zachum lo yosuf mizaram, and the memory of Purim will never be forgotten. How did the Megillah say that? Obviously, it was ruach hakodesh. Okay. Next. Matanas Levyonim. Even though we're not going to talk about Matanas Levyonim, Tanar Rabbi Yosef, Umashalach Manos Ish L'Reyehu. It says Mashalach Manos Ish L'Reyehu. Shtei Manos L'Ish Echad. Two Manos to one person. That's the halacha of Mashalach Manos. It's very complicated halachas. Well, it's not so complicated. We generally think it means food that should be used for the Suda. It has to be food. It can't be perfume or clothing or things that can't be eaten. And it should be things for the Suda. And it's two things to one person. There's a machlokas, so it has to be actually done b'shliach, or you can even do it yourself. Why do we give Shalach Manos on Purim? What's the reason for that? So the Ostrich of it says, because the Gemara is going to say later on, we're going to have it later on in the week. I don't know, what's today? Today's Tuesday? Today's Wednesday. I think Friday, Shabbos. The Gemara says, why were the Bnei Yisrael worthy of being punished? So first, because they went to the Suda, but that's only Shushan. So the Gemara says, because they all bowed down to the idol of Nebuchadnezzar. And we're going to talk about that. Why doesn't it mention the idol of Haman? They all bowed down to the idol of Nebuchadnezzar. They were all worthy. So the Gemara says, now why did they get saved? So the Gemara says, because their bowing down was only superficial. They had no choice. They had no choice. It's still Har Vayavar, fine. But Lamaisa, they didn't do it with a full heart. So the Ostrich Tava says, but some people must have done it with a full heart, otherwise there wouldn't have been a gzeira. If everybody had L'Shem Shemayim, how could there have been a gzeira that everyone should be destroyed? So some people started to say, listen, I'm the one who bowed down with a full heart, but he must have really meant it. So if he's meant it, he's a goy. So I can't drink his wine, his wine is now tamei. I don't trust his shechita. He's, right? So what happened was, after the takana, so that's a very bad meat that I have. So therefore, we bedafka have a shalach manos, we bedafka exchange food to each other to demonstrate that we don't have any, that was a wrong attitude to have, and that's why we give shalach manos. Shlomo Zalman has a different part. He says that the whole ma'is of Haman, the whole ma'is of Purim happened because of one person made a mistake. Who's that one person? Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech allowed Agag to live. He was the last Amaleki alive. He allowed him to live. And because he allowed him to live, he had children that night. The next day, Shmuel killed him. It was too late. The damage was done. So why did Shaul do that? Because he had Rachmanis. He had Rachmanis. I'm going to kill Agag. I got him already. He's in jail. Why should I kill him? That is misplaced Rachmanis. That was misplaced compassion. Shlomo Zalman says, you know what's Jewish, good Jewish compassion? Shalach Manos, Matanos Levyonim, Chaverim. That's good, that's good. That's why Bedafka on Purim, we give Shalach Manos. That's how we're supposed to behave. That's the kind of reyes we should have to our friends. Not to have Rachmanos when Hashem says not to. Okay. What?
Still have a problem today, Shalach.
Umatanos Levyonim, Shtei Matanos Shnei Bnei Adam. Matanos Levyonim is two matanos to two people. And there's a big halachic discussion. If you give Matanos Levyonim to a family, it's two people, it's a husband and a wife, does that count? Or when it says two people, it means two different families. That's a halachic discussion. Rabbi Huda Nesia Shadalei Lev Oshia Atma Igla Tilsa. He sent him the thigh, the leg of a third calf. Right, the third calf is the best. The third born calf. The Garba Dechamra and a jug of wine. Shalchulei, he told him back, Kiyamta Banu Rabbeinu Mashalach Manas Ashuriyeu. You have been Makayim Shalach Manas. What's the Chiddush here? I think the Pricharash says that you can even be Makayim Shalach Manas with liquids. Even wine?
Well, wine might be special.
What? Wine might be special. Right, we're going to get to wine in a minute. Umatanos Levyonim, and Matanos Levyonim. So it's a machlok, is whether that should be in there. Because how do you be Makayim Shalach Matanos Levyonim by sending over wine? That's a machlokas. Rabba Shadar Le Lamori Barmar. Rabba sent to Mori Barmar Abiyat Abaya through Abaya Malay Taska, a basket full of the Kashva. The Kashva are dates. Umalei Kasa Kimcha, and a cup full of wheat. ta'avshuna, that's burnt kernels, which are very, very sweet, Rashi says. Amale Abaya, hashta amar Mari. You know what Mari's going to say when he sees that? Ichak loy malka lehevei dikla mitzavari lonachis. When the king, when somebody becomes the king, doesn't he take off the feeding basket? In other words, right, if someone's a pauper, he has a feeding basket around his neck to feed the animals. When you become king, you take that off. He says, Rabba, you're the God of Hadar. You're like a melech. He's still giving out poor man's and inferior type of shalachmanis. Doesn't befit you. He sent him back a basket full of ginger and long peppers. Now when I go back, Rabbi's going to say, I sent you sweet things. You sent me bitter things. Okay, Amar Abaya, Kinafki mi beimar. When I left Mar's house, Havi Savana, I was satiated. Kimati lahasam. When I came there, Kervuli Shitin Tsoi. They gave me 60 plates. The Shitin mina kedero, 60 different dishes. Vachli bahu Shitin pluge, and I ate 60 different portions. Ubishula basraisa, and the last one, Havi Karile Tsoli keder, was a pot roast. Uboy lumechas saw abasve, and I was so hungry I wanted to eat the plate afterwards. So I saw the art school says this is an allusion to he thought he knew all the Torah. He got to his house, 60 plates is a remes to 60 mesechtas, and he taught him a chiddush in each one. And the last one was tzolei keder, which is about psachim, about the carbon pesach. That's all, and that's why on Purim they were learning about hilchas pesach already. And he said he realized there's more to learn. Amar Abaya had the Amri Inchi kafin eni avelo yada. Right, the pauper is hungry. He doesn't even know he's hungry. He's so used to not eating. He doesn't even realize. Look how much he ate. Papashtas inami or ravchal abisima shchiach. There's always room for dessert. There's always room for dessert. Okay.
What did he give 60? He just had to give two.
What? No, so it's either an exaggeration. Just give him 60 means a lot, or it's a remes to Torah. Either way. Okay. Okay. Abaya bar Ovin, Rav Chanina bar Ovin, Michalfi su daihu lahadadi. They used to exchange Purim sudas. One year the Purim suda would be here. The next year it would go to their friends. They used to have Purim sudas back and forth. Amar Rava. Okay, fine. Next. Amar Rava, famous Gemara. Amar Rava. Rava said, Mechayiv inish libsume bipuraya. A person is mechuyav to be libsume. Rashi says libsume means to, where's Rashi? Lehistaker biyayin. Rashi says lehistaker biyayin. A person is mechuyav to be mestaker biyayin bipuraya on Purim. Adelo yada, until he does not know the difference between Aruch Haman lebaruch Mordechai. Until he doesn't know the difference between Aruch Haman and Baruch Mordechai. We have 11 pshatim, what that means. We'll say them in a minute. But before they say the 11 pshatim, just two more lines. Rabba verb zera of, listen to this. Rabba verb zera of the su'udas Purim Bahadi Hadadi. Rabba and Reb Zera were having Purim suited together. Ibsam, they were drunk. Pashas means they were both drunk. Come Rabba, Rabba got up, shachtei le Reb Zera. And he shechted, he slaughtered Reb Zera. He killed Reb Zera. Lamachar, the next day, boi rachame, he davened for him. Va'achye, and he got better. Lashana, the following year, Amalei, Nesi Mar V'nevetsudas Purim Bahadi Adadi, Reb Zera, you're coming back to my house for the Purim Suda? You're coming back? Amalei, so he told him, no, Lo b'chol shayta v'shayta misrachash nisa. I can't rely on a nisa every day. I'm not coming back to you. That's the end of the story. Okay, so, first of all, why? Why is there a mitzvah to drink wine on Purim? Why? What's the reason for that? So the Abu Dran says, because everything in Purim happened through wine. All the nisim happened through wine. Vashti was killed because of wine. There was a party when Esther was coronated. Achashverosh, those parties that Esther made. There's always wine there, always wine. So as a shevach to Hashem, for bringing about the nisim through wine, we drink wine. That's what the Abu Dran says. The Chadush Yerim says in the classic Chassidish light that Purim is a very special day. You can accomplish on Purim far more than you can accomplish any day of the year. Right? Kippur, Yom HaKippurim. Purim, Yom Kippur, we say, is like Purim. Purim is even greater than Yom Kippur. Unbelievable things can be accomplished on that day. He said, like a mashal, somebody did something very nice to the king. So the king says, you know what? Come to the palace, I'll give you whatever you want. Then the king says to himself, what did I just make that offer for? Crazy. Who knows what he'll ask for? So he tells his entourage, when this guy comes to the palace, get him drunk. When he's drunk, he's not going to know what to ask for. So that's the message here. It's such a powerful day. Hashem doesn't kaviyachol doesn't want us to ask for so much. Doesn't want us to get drunk. Then they're drunk. They're quiet. They're much more tame. Now, so what does the statement mean? Before we get to the halacha, what does it mean? So there's 11 different pshatim of what it means. The Eshkol says, one of the Rishonim, what it means is there used to be a song, a pismon, they used to sing back and forth, different stanzas for responsive singing, and in that song was Aruch Haman, Baruch Mordechai, Zeresh, all the players from the Megillah, and you drink a little bit, you can't sing that song anymore. Right? That's the Eshkol. The Me'iri says, which is what the Ramah says, that you drink a little bit, you get tired, you fall asleep, and while you're sleeping, this is the Me'iri, I think it's the Rambam also, you don't know the difference between Aruch Haman and Baruch Mordechai. Because he's sleeping, and he says an illusion, because in Aramaic, puraya is a bed. So in your bed. The Aguda says, something we've all heard before, the gematrias are the same. So you drink a little bit, you can't figure out gematrias. You don't have to be so drunk to do that. That's the Aguda. The Marsha says that Mordechai is the extreme of a tzaddik gamor. Haman is the extreme of a tzaddik, of a rasha gamor. Right? Those are the two extremes. So you drink a little bit and you blur the distinctions. Right? Now everything starts to come together when you drink a little bit. That's all it means. The Orach Yisharim says, when you're drunk, you have no idea what's going on in your life. So he says, so too, that on Purim we drink to demonstrate that our tzaris are so great, that like sort of like we're like drunk with tzaris. Our lives, our goals are so difficult, and we drink to demonstrate in a very obvious way, just like we're someone drunk is doesn't have any das, so too our tzaris make us have no das. That's what he says. The Ein HaBedolach says something amazing. He says, it says over here, Mechayv Inish Lipsume Bipuraya Adelo Yada Bin Aruch Haman Baruch Mordechai. So he says that it doesn't say Atmo, Chayv Adon Atmo. It doesn't say that. It says Chayv Inish, a person has to be drunk. But it doesn't say on himself. So he says, really, it's your Machshavos. We're talking about your Machshavos. So he says that Haman and Mordechai accomplished the same thing. They accomplished tshuva. Mordechai roused people to do tshuva, and Haman roused people to do tshuva. The difference is, Haman's motives are not pure. So we drink to sort of like blur that distinction between the motives. That's what he says. Different svarim say that the poor people thank Mordechai. They're very happy because they get money, they get chalas manas, right? Purim's a good time for the poor people. The rich people say, Aruch Haman, right? This caused us to have to give so much tzedakah. So you drink on Purim to lose those thoughts. Rabbi Yeruchim says that Baruch Mordechai is the epitome of schar, because it's all good, and Aruch Haman is rasha, it's all bad. It's like onesh. And he says that people do things as reward, as punishment, but on Purim, let's see who you really are. Right? Let's say you're drunk, and then your true nature comes out. A few more are going to say that. The Olamo Shel Abba says, there were always two simchas whenever the enemy gets a downfall. The enemy fell, and we raised. Right? We were victorious, and the enemy fell. But we're not allowed to have that those kind of thoughts about the Goyim. We're not allowed to be happy in their downfall. Right. Right, when the enemy falls, don't be so happy. But he says, I don't know how he knows this, but Amalek is different. Amalek, you can't, what? Right, you're allowed to be, about Amalek, you're allowed to be happy about the downfall. And that's why we drink. Because we have two reasons to do Sameach. Baruch Mordechai and Aruch Haman. That's why we drink. The Kedushas Yontif says that the appropriate path in life is to view our lives as chetzi-chetzi. Right, we shouldn't be too haughty, but we shouldn't be too low. Right, you have to have a balance in your life. Because as I'm poor, the balance goes away, and again, your true nature can come out. And the Chavetz Chaim says, last one, so maybe applied more in his day than today, he says there were two types of Jews. There's the Mordechai Jew, which is a good Jew, and the Haman, which is not such a good Jew, and on Purim, they could all come together in Achdus, and that's how we drink, to blur those lines. Now, the halacha about this, so the Ran and the Rabbeinu Ephraim both say, these are Rishonim, that from the fact of the story, you see, the halacha is not like that way. From the fact that Rabbah killed Reb Zera, that can't be the halacha. Even though, so the Ran and the Rabbeinu Ephraim take the story as true. This actually happened. There are other Rishonim that say it didn't happen. It's just either he was very sick or it's a metaphor. But the Ran and the Rabbeinu Ephraim say it happened, and that's a raya that we don't hold like this. Because how can we hold like this? This is what happened. The Prichodesh says, no, the story's a raya that we do hold like this. Because the following year, when he invited him again, he said he turned him down. I'm not coming to you again. So obviously, the halacha didn't change. It is a halacha. And it was a chiyuv again, so Rabbi Zera said, I'm staying home. I don't have to get, right? So, but of course, the Sfasemes says that it means ad lo yada, that you have a chiyuv to drink on Purim. Ad lo yada, once you reach that level, then you putter. Not that you have to get to that level, that's the level that you putter. The Karban Nathanael says, ad velo ad bechlal. Right? Ad velo ad bechlal, don't forget so. And of course, even, this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down in the tour, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and every posig that ever wrote anything on this had tried to temper the severity of this halacha that Mishnah Berurah right away points out, don't do it if you're going to miss benching or Netilas Adayim or any other mitzvah or Ma'ariv or Shacharis the next morning, and of course Chil Hashem gets thrown in here. But there is a vart from Rav Naftali of Amsterdam that they told him that he was one of the, he's a Talmud of the Shol Salanter. He was very, very makbid on this halacha, and they told him, why are you so makbid? So he says, listen, if Mordechai wanted, he really could have bowed down to Haman. There's a Tosfos in Masechet Shabbos about the idols and on the shirts. He could have found himself a kula. So if Mordechai would have been makel here, there wouldn't have been a Purim. So I'm not going to be makel. But despite that story. Everything has to be in moderation. And what most poskim say is that you should just drink more than you usually do. You're more misameach. You have a little bit of a das, not to know so clearly the difference between Haman and Mordechai, and you are certainly yotzei. Now, the story. So, there are people who say the story that he didn't slaughter him. Maybe he was choking on the wine. The Malbim says it's impossible. First of all, the Malbim points out there's no vav. There's no vav that where it says kam rabba, doesn't say vishachte l'rab zera. It says kam rabba shachte l'rab zera. He didn't kill him. And if he did, he wouldn't have waited until the next day to daven for him to get better. So there's a machlokes or not a machlokes, a disagreement whether or not this should be taken literally.
He would have been able to daven from him if he was drunk.
Right. Okay. The Shlah says he killed him with secrets of Torah, similar to Benzoma, and Rabba means great, Zera means small. The Lubavitcher Rebbe says this. Rabba means great, Zera is small. The Neshamos were in opposite extremes. We know that Rabba always used to start learning with a Mila B'Dichusa, with a joke. Reb Zera said, La'olam, a person can't have tzchok in the world. They were the extremes of people. And they all came together on Purim, and this is the result of that. Right. I thought of something amazing. Rav Tzadik says that it says in the Megillah, Evel Gadol La Yehudim Som Uvechi Umispeid. There was a velus, there was a spadim. You only have a velus and you only have a spadim when there's a mace. Before there's a mace, there's no velus. Before there's a mace, there's no spadim. You have a yom tefillah. But the Megillah's made that there was a velus and a spadim. That only happens when there's a mace. That means that the Jewish people experienced kaviyachol tchiyas ha-mesem. And maybe that's the message of the story. It's never too late. Right? Even after he's already dead, we can have tchiyas ha-mesem. Maybe that's on a whether the story happened or not, but that's what Reb Tzadik says. So it's based on Reb Tzadik, that maybe that's the message of the story. Even with it's tchiyas ha-mesem, that's actually a lot of discussion. So when Reb Zera was a kohen, so when Reb Zera became reborn, was he allowed to go back to his wife? That's a question. Was she an almana or not? That's a whole halachic discussion because he wasn't buried; he was only dead. That's a big discussion. Okay, Amar Rava. That's the story over there. Okay. Anyone have any other thoughts? We'd love to hear them. Amar Rava. What?
The original
right, but so the original ksuva is potter because he's dead. Okay. So did he have to give her kedushin again or not? Amar Rava. Sudas Purim she'achla b'layla lo yati dechavaso. Sudas Purim is eaten at night. You don't get credit. The Suda is only during the day. As a matter of fact, the Rambam puts this halacha about getting drunk in the halachas of Sudas Purim, meaning the night of Purim is certainly no mitzvah to get drunk. It's only, if at all, only during the Suda. My time of why? You may mishta v'simcha. It says you may mishta v'simcha. Rav Ashi havi Yosef kameid de Rav Kahana. He was sitting over there with Rav Kahana. Naga, they were waiting around for Osi Rabbanan. The Rabbanan didn't come to shear. Amalei, my time of Osi Rabbanan. Why aren't they here? So he said, maybe Dilma tweeted Besudas Purim. Maybe they're busy with Purim. Amalei, Amalei v'lo havi efshel l'michla burta. But you can't have the suit at night, so why aren't they here learning? Amalei v'lo shamalei lamar had amar Rava. Didn't you hear Rava said that suit as purim sha'achla b'lai l'yoz dechavaso? Amalei amar Rava hachi. Rava said that? Amalei in, yeah. So tana mine abod zimnin v'damilei kaman demurach b'kisye. So Rav Kahana learned that 40 times, and it was as if he was... it was in his pocket. Why 40 times? I said 40 days of Har Sinai. That 40 days, 40 is a number to be misugal for learning. We have one more minute. We'll get to the next Mishnah because we learned this already. Ein ben yontif l'shabbos el ochel nefesh bulvad. There's no difference between Shabbos and yontif except for ochel nefesh. Bulvad. What's bulvad doing there? Maybe we'll say it tomorrow. Ha l'inyan machshiri ochel nefesh, but regarding machshiri, by the way, of course there are many differences between Shabbos and yontif. In terms of onshim, but the point is, in terms of ochel nefesh, there are no differences. In terms of ochel nefesh, that's the only difference in terms of food. That, there's many differences between Shabbos and Yom Tov. We're just focusing on one aspect. Rashi says that. Halinyan machshiri ochel nefesh, but regarding machshiri ochel nefesh, preparations, zev v'zeh shavin. Everybody agrees, no. So matznitzin de lo kerb Yehuda. It's not like kerb Yehuda, the Tanya. Ein bein Yom Tov l'Shabbos el ochel nefesh, kerb Yehuda matir af machshiri ochel nefesh. Even machshiri ochel nefesh can be done on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. My time, the Tanakhama. How come the Tanakhama says no? Amar Kra, because the pasuk says in Peshalach, who? Only you can do what you need. V'lo machshirav. Rabbi Yehuda Amar lochem. Lochem v'chotzer chechem. No, whatever you want. V'idach nami haksiv lochem. Aye, so it says lochem. So he learns lochem v'lo ovdei kachavim, lochem v'lo leklavim. You can't cook on yontif for a guy. You can't cook on yontif for your dogs. For yourself, 100%. V'idach nami haksiv who? Aye, Rabbi Yehuda said, does say who? Doesn't that limit it? No. Ksiv who v'ksiv lochem. It says both. So what it means is, kan b'machshirin she'efshel lasos some erev yontif. If you could have done an erev yontif, you have a chiyuv to do an erev yontif, right? You can't create silverware on erev yontif. On yontif, go buy them beforehand. But kan b'machshirin she'efshel lasos some erev yontif. You can't do an erev. If the silverware broke right now on yontif, then I can fix it right now because that's machshiri ochel nefesh. Okay, today's shiur was sponsored by Marcel and Tammy Shaman with the Echanesh Maschaya Blima Bas Mordechai, and we will continue tomorrow. Tomorrow is back to regular, back to earth tomorrow.